Good afternoon from the University of Southern California, and welcome to Annenberg Radio News for the noon hour on this October 7th. I'm Natalie Zane. Authorities are cleaning up this morning following a massive fire in South Los Angeles. The fire started inside a building in the 5700 block of South Hooper Avenue around 1:30 in the morning. It engulfed almost an entire city block. 250 firefighters were able to save two homes and a business, though the fire destroyed five buildings and damaged two others in LA's Central Alameda neighborhood. One firefighter was injured and taken to the hospital. Arson investigators are looking into the cause of the blaze. We'll have more on this at 4 p.m. Today, gasoline prices in Los Angeles County hit the lowest point in the past 8 months. The average price of a gallon of self-serve gasoline is now $3.45 after dropping for 35 consecutive days. This current price is 65 cents less than it was a year ago. Jeffrey Sprain, a representative from the Automobile Club of Southern California, says drivers will probably adjust their habits.
When they come down from such high prices like they were before in the summertime and spring, people feel more inclined to take more pleasure trips than they might have before.
Prices hit a high in Southern California in February after an explosion at ExxonMobil's Torrance refinery and have been steadily declining since. Los Angeles County health officials introduced a multilingual campaign today to combat one of the leading causes of childhood obesity. Oliver Jun brings us more.
The campaign, titled Water, the Healthiest Choice, encourages parents to drop sugary drinks from their children's diet. Paul Simon is the head of the Public Health Department's Division of Chronic Disease and Injury. He says sugary drinks such as soda, sports, and juice drinks can represent up to 40% of a child's total caloric intake. This announcement comes days after a national study found that California leads the nation in obesity among children between the ages of 2 and 4. The campaign will spread its message on billboards, bus shelters, radio, and online. And parents looking for ways to encourage their kids to drink water can find tips at www.choosehealthla.com.
Governor
Jung, Annenberg Radio News.
Governor Jerry Brown just signed a climate change measure to increase renewable energy resources and require buildings to be more energy efficient. The signing comes after the bill was amended to remove a requirement reducing gas usage on California roads. Check in at 4 p.m. for more on this measure. Southern California's Earthquake Lady has won the Samuel J. Heyman Service to America Medal in Citizen Services. Lucy Jones' work on Mayor Garcetti's seismic safety plan has earned her a SAMMY, often referred to as the Oscars of government service. Jones joined the U.S. Geological Survey in 1983. She earned her nickname for explaining earthquakes in layman terms and translating complicated service into public action. Jones will receive her award at a ceremony in Washington, D.C. this afternoon. Living in Los Angeles can be stressful. That leaves many residents wishing they had more time to get involved in their communities. Rania Niftos has more.
A poll released today by the LA Times, the California Community Foundation, and USC Dornsife revealed that urban environments make community involvement difficult. 49% of those surveyed say they can't be more involved because they are too busy, and 42% say that they are financially restricted. Daniel Schnur, a professor at USC Dornsife, discussed the findings in a promotional video. He said that to fix the problem, every sector in Los Angeles must work together.
To establish a stronger base for community and civic and volunteer action in Los Angeles County, it's going to require a three-legged stool in which the public sector, the government, the private sector, the business community, and the nonprofit sector all work together. And perhaps if they team up, they add up to something greater than the sum of their individual parts.
46% of those who do get involved say they do it for the rewarding feeling. Rania Niftos, Annenberg Radio News.
Have you had your vegetables today? LAUSD students will consume more than 11,000 pounds of kale today in honor of National Kale Day. Public schools around Los Angeles will serve a kale salad with cranberries. Monica Carrezzo is a spokesperson for the school district. She says it'll be the first time many students have tried the leafy vegetable.
The main goal is to bring nutritious lunches to the students, more so than what we're offering. So we want the children to be exposed to this superfood that's filled with vitamins and minerals and for them to get a taste of it.
The kale served at lunch today was locally harvested. Carrizo says the school district may consider incorporating kale as a regular lunch item. That's it for this hour. Check back at 4 for an update. I'm Natalie Zane.
Thank you.